The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yeah, Simon Tierney is back with me with his shopping trolley. Simon, what treats have you got in it this week?
I'm a big bread man.
Oh yeah, you love bread.
I don't think we've done much bread on the
series so far. Actually, that's an oversight.
Do more bread.
Yeah, we should absolutely.
I have got what you might call brown bread. A lot of people will call it soda. They are technically three soda breads, right? A soda bread is a bread that is using bread soda or a sodium bicarbonate instead of yeast as a leavening agent. Now, when you mix sodium bicarbonate with buttermilk, which is the other big ingredient. In fact, almost half of these products are dairy.
Oh, that's why they're so good.
There's a huge amount of milk.
And what do we do?
These.
Put butter on it?
Put cheese on that.
Yeah,
exactly.
More dairy.
So when you mix buttermilk with sodium bicarbonate, it creates a reaction.
Mm-hmm.
It creates carbon dioxide, which causes the bread to rise. So it's quite an interesting product from a scientific perspective, but it's also delicious. So in our shopping trolley this week, we've got Aldi's sliced wheaten loaf, 500 grams, 99 cents. I mean, that's a fantastic price. If you're using this for your lunch to go at your soup every day and work or something, 99 cents, that'll last you for the week. Lidl have price matched that with their soda bread. That's 99 cents as well. And then, of course, a very famous, probably one of our biggest food export products, McCambridge's, made here in Dublin, that is 121% more expensive than the other two. They've got huge brand recognition. Of course, you're buying into that when you purchase this product. That's coming in at €2.19.
Is there any notable difference in terms of what you're getting for your money?
The
ingredients,
these
how they're
three
made?
Products are exactly the same weight. They're all 500 grams. They are all technically soda breads. So there's a lot that they have similar to each other, but there's some key differences here, which we're going to explore before we get to the taste test. The first, Kieran, the first notable thing is that they all are called different things. So only the Lidl describes itself as a soda bread, even though all three are soda breads. Interestingly, the Aldi product here, which is a different shape to the other two, it describes itself as a wheaten loaf. Now, for our listeners in Northern Ireland, this might be interesting because wheaten bread is a Northern Irish term. And what distinguishes it as a soda bread is the presence of sugar. This is a slightly sweeter product. It has dark sugar in it. The other two don't have any sugar in it at all. I'd be interested if any of your Northern Irish listeners get in touch to explain what wheaten loaf is all about, because we do not use that term.
We absolutely don't.
Down in the south.
I know we don't. I mean, at all. One of the legacies of partition.
Yeah, I mean, if we ever get a united Ireland, there needs to be some sort of clause about what we're going to do about this wheaten loaf situation.
No, we'll take their NHS, but they have to take our soda bread. Yeah. I'm not going with wheaten loaf.
And then the McCambridge's calls itself whole wheat bread. I mean, no one describes it as that. We just call it brown bread. The other big difference for me, and I have to say, look at this absolute state of the Aldi product. Me trying to open that. Look at the absolute state. It took me about 10 minutes to open the little product. Awful, awful packaging. The McCambridge's is so easy. It has a lovely sealed thing on the top, so you don't even have to put it in the bread bin. I love that. So handy.
Yeah, it is. So that's what you're paying for, possibly. Not just the brand, but you're paying for the packaging as well. All cooked in the same way? All kind of the same,
I mean,
kind of calorific content and all of that?
No, like there's, you know, I mentioned about the butter.
Well, the sugar as well surely pushes one up.
Yeah, the sugar is definitely an issue, although it isn't a huge amount. It's 3% of your recommended daily intake. But the presence of oil is an interesting thing, and that's why the Aldi and the Lidl, which do contain oil, rapeseed oil and some other oils, are nearly double the amount of calories as the McCambridge's.
Okay.
So for people who are worried about calorie intake, you're probably better off getting them at Cambridge's, because there's no, like, oil, food oils are really calorific.
Yeah.
They're very, very calorie heavy products. So the fact that the McCambridge's doesn't have oil is going to be an issue for people in that regard.
Will we get to the taste test?
Let's get to the taste test.
So you have provided me with a sample of each lathered in butter.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm a divil now for the butter, Kieran. I've recently switched to butter substitutes because just concerned about my cholesterol and all the rest. So what you have there is a butter substitute on it. Like, it's still a dairy, but it's not full fat butter. And I've given you a slice of each. Now, this isn't a blind taste test. So the first one you had there is the
McCambridge's, which is nice, I have to say.
Yeah, it's a familiar. It's probably very familiar to
it
you.
It is, which is part of the attraction to it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nobody likes change, Simon.
No. I haven't, just so the listeners are aware, I haven't toasted these.
No.
They're also nice toasted.
Not a great fan of these breads toasted. Now,
if I was toasting them, I wouldn't eat them with just butter. I'd also put some raspberry jam on, works very well. Or maybe a little bit of marmalade.
Oh, yeah.
You've just had the Aldi. How do you feel about the shape of the Aldi?
It is more the shape of a type of bread you'd bake at home. You know, when you make a banana bread loaf or a carrot cake, it's that shape.
Yeah.
The slices are the thing, right? So they all come pre-sliced.
Yes.
So you've not no slicing option, which is handy, obviously, because you know when you bake it yourself or you buy homemade brown bread like that, soda bread, it always, the top of it is always, that's hard, ends up breaking off when you're trying to cut through it.
Yes. And it all crumbles apart.
The McCambridge's, though, is a much thinner slice than the other two.
You're absolutely right.
And that
right.
changes your enjoyment, your satisfaction levels.
It does. I think with the McCambridge's, it makes me want to have an extra slice because it's so thin. The Aldi is a little bit too thick for me because I found it quite a dry product. I found it a little bit too dry, maybe not enough buttermilk. And the Lidl is probably somewhere in the middle. It's definitely thicker than the.
It's thicker than the McCambridge's, but it gets away with it a little bit more than the Aldi product because it's not as dry.
Yeah.
The thickness makes that dryness.
Did you find the Aldi a little bit dry as well?
A little bit dry as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I think the Lidl gets away with the.
I found the Lidl okay. I have to say.
The thicker slice.
Like I would if I don't. Get this product every week. We actually get sourdough in our house, but maybe we'll do that another day. But
you start baking your own.
But if I was getting soda bread every week, I would happily get the Lidl product for 121% less cost than the McCambridge's. What about you?
Pater in West Watford says avocado, scrambled or poached eggs for when it's toasted. Otherwise, never toast it.
Interesting.
Yeah, very. A man after my own heart when it comes to the accoutrements. So you go with marmalade or jam. I'd be more of a savoury man. I'd go with the cheese and chutney if I could.
That is absolutely
my first port of call always on a bread like that. Cheese or chutney. And not to sound a little too snobbish, but smoked salmon otherwise.
Oh,
a little bit of smoked salmon in my soda bread.
Jeez, this place is going to explode the day that we do sourdough.
Oh, stop the lights. Homemade sourdough with smoked salmon.
Yeah.
In everybody's shopping trolley.
And using oil, olive oil instead of butter. That's the height of notions.
Soda versus Wheaton. An ongoing debate in this house between myself from Donegal and herself from Coleraine.
Oh, wow.
Stand fast. Wrap that tricolour around you and stick with your soda bread. Don't be having any of that Wheaton stuff. Celine, who's from Dublin but living in London and listening in, says, I can't find any Irish soda bread in the UK that isn't as dry as sawdust. Can't beat Dunn's soda bread loaf, which I get sliced and I bring back to the UK with me and I love it. Celine, fair play. The Tesco brown bread is the best. All the others are too dry, says one listener. I have to say, I go, you know what, I'm going to give a tie to McCambridge's and Lidl. McCambridge's has that familiarity. I like the thin slice. Lidl gets extra bonus points for being cheaper. And I did find the Wheaton bread from up north.
Yeah, dry.
A little bit dry.
It's interesting what your listener is saying there about the UK, Kieran, because my godmother, who's Irish but has lived in the UK for most of her adult life, she really struggles to find a decent soda bread over in London. And it really is a very Irish thing. When tourists come here, they love it, but they struggle to find it. But my understanding is that you can now get soda bread mixes that you can bring over or that you can send to your family
in
London.
Make it yourself, lovely.
And I think McCambridge's might be on sale in some places in the UK now as well.
Well, keep an eye out for that, Simon Tierney. Thank you very much. I look forward to more breads forming part of the shopping trolley.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.